Hello, Internet. This is San Remo calling. I'm Ewan Spence.
I'm Alessandro. Hi.
Nothing more. You're getting one name, Alessandro. That's it. Nothing else. Plus some theme music. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Alessandro, you need to give us a bit more than that on the podcast. You need to let everybody know who you are, why you're here, why you're important. So should we try that again? I'm Ewan Spence, I'm from ESC Insight. I'm being stuck backstage at San Remo for an entire week with no idea what's going on. And with me I have...
Alessandro Banti, OGA Italy. And I'm here from a newspaper called Toscana Oggi.
Lovely, there we go. Now everybody listening is going, he's an old guy, so he knows a bit of Eurovision, he's a journalist, and he knows what he's talking about. And lovely. Why is San Remo so much fun for you, Alessandro?
It's something that it's very important for every Italian who loves music. It's part of our cultural history. It's the first festival in Europe. You know that Eurovision Song Contest has been created from an idea from the San Remo Festival. I watched every San Remo since I born. So from some years I can be here to watch it live, to follow in the press center, and it's a very good experience.
What's your first memory of San Remo?
One of the first songs I remember from San Remo is from Anna Oxa in 1978. She was dressed in a punk way, and she sang a wonderful song, this is Un'emozione da poco. Then Anna Oxa will became a huge star after. He also did the Eurovision in 1989. But that was the first time she was in San Remo, and I remember as the first memory of San Remo in my life.
There we go. Right then, so what we're going to do in today's show, the live TV shows are going to be starting this evening, Tuesday the 7th of February. So we're going to give you just a little idea, because we heard the tracks for the first time yesterday. San Remo keeps all the music under lock and key, so the press got a little show yesterday. So it's sort of like it's not the final rehearsal, because the artists can still work through the day. But generally, it's up to the artists whether press are allowed into the rehearsals or not, on a case-by-case, minute-by-minute basis. They might decide to let you in, and then after one run-through, go, no, get everybody out. And you all have to leave. So really, that's it. We don't get to see them again until the live, but we will hear them multiple times throughout the week. Tonight we have 11 songs going up into what is essentially a quarterfinal. 8 of them will automatically qualify through to
Friday's
semi-final, but also to get to run in the covers contest, which happens on Thursday. 3 of them will go to whatever the Italian for Andra Chanson is, the second chance, which will also run on Friday?
On Thursday.
On Thursday. And then they get to push through to the Friday as well. People in the press room are looking at me now like, he's Scottish, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm used to it. So there we go. Now tonight the voting is 50-50. It's 50% public.
And 50 from the press.
From the press room. So the mad fools are giving me a vote. Okay, now we have a running order as well to go through, so... we've got it. Alessandro's written it down as a text. So we will run through that as we go through tonight's eight potential winner qualifiers. I'm stumbling already. It's 11. We're going to go from 11. We're going to start at number one. How about that? Who do we have opening up the entire show, Alessandro?
Yeah, the first singer is Giusy Ferreri.
Now, she's had a couple of goes at San Remo as well, and I hate when I see it written down as the Italian Amy Winehouse, because it does both Amy Winehouse and Juicy a disservice. But she does have that sort of rich, bassy vocal going on here.
Yeah, some years ago, maybe it was this kind of music. She came second in an X Factor, the first edition of X Factor in Italy. And she had a huge success with this kind of music. Then from some years she moved more on a disco pop kind of music, and the San Remo song of this year is in this way. It's something you can dance, it's something you can listen.
It does
easily.
Feel very current and very radio friendly.
I think it's radio friendly.
You think it's very radio friendly?
I think it's radio friendly.
Okay, so we're expecting big things from her, big voice, good solid opening. Yeah. We move on into second place with Fabrizio Moro.
Fabrizio Moro is the second to sing, yes.
He's been around, let's see, 16, 17 years from his first album, kicking off in the last 10 years, and that was because of Sanremo.
Yeah, he also won a newcomer category in Sanremo some years ago with a very good song talking about mafia.
They say write what you know about, and we are in Italy.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a cliche, and now everybody in the press room is telling me to stop. Right, move on.
Yeah, it was a song that remained in the years because it was very, very interesting. Fabrizio Moro has this year also a song that can be a success. It is a ballad.
It does feel like a very classically Italian male ballad. If you would sort of have a think of what you would expect a big power ballad from a male singer at Sanremo to be like, it's very close to it.
Yeah, it's not so classic like other that we will see later, like Albano, for example, of course.
People are going to feel comfortable with this song. There's nothing threatening about it.
Yeah.
Albano, we will come to. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, of course.
Eloide is up next, I believe.
After is Elodie.
Elodie. Yes, you'll find out that my pronunciation is perfect on these podcasts, Alessandro. Don't worry about that. Yes.
Elodie came second in a talent show that is called Amici. It's very popular on Canale 5. Is the main channel, not from Rai, of course, so private channel in Italy. She came second and she sold well with the first album. This year we liked her song yesterday when we heard for the first time. Mm. It's a ballad also, but very modern. I think she can do well.
It's a ballad, but it's a ballad that's got a huge... It's what I would call as power ballad. It's got a lot more warmth behind it. And it puts me in mind of the sort of material that Emma Maroney started out with.
Yeah, Emma Maroney wrote the song for Elodie. And
that'll be why, then.
Yeah, and many songs of Emma Maroney, not the one that she brought to Eurovision, but the others are similar of
this
kind of song.
Yes, we think Non è l'Inferno from Sanremo 2012, for example. It's that
Non
same
è l'Inferno
sort of...
or other success from Emma.
Okay, who do we have next?
Next is Lodovica Comello.
Silence on the podcast. We both run to our notes on that one. Lodovica Comello
is not so famous as a singer in Italy, but she did the singer in a series that is Violetta for Disney. So she sang most in Spanish, in English. She's the first time in Sanremo. And many people thought that she was a very good choice also for the Eurovision.
We're coming up with very much a pop standard here.
Yeah.
And you also raise an interesting point here because a lot of our listeners, almost all of our listeners, are going to be thinking of Sanremo as this will select at least the act for Eurovision, if not the song. But just because a song would work at Eurovision doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work at Sanremo.
It's certain.
Two different contests altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And also, the song that Lodovica has this year is maybe too simple for Sanremo. I don't think she will do...
It would do better than most at Eurovision, but it's not going to do better than most at Sanremo.
I think so,
It's an interesting choice there. And then we come to what is more likely the biggest name we've got at Sanremo
this biggest name,
year.
The big favourite.
And certainly in lead position. A rehearsal that... yesterday when I was watching it going, she knows this is a rehearsal. She's not turning the power on. She's just there to make sure everything works. We are, of course, talking about Fiorella Mannoia.
Fiorella Mannoia is a huge star from more than 30 years in Italy. She participated the last time in Sanremo in 88, I think so, many, many years ago. And the song she has this year in Sanremo is very interesting. It's a poetry. It's dedicated to the life. It's certainly a favorite in this year's festival. I have some doubt about his potential abroad. So for the Eurovision, for example.
Yes, but in terms of Sanremo and the score that's going
on
here,
I'm sure that he will be first or second.
I mean, this is going to comfortably through to the covers contest and the semi-finals. Perhaps less so some of the other names that we come through here. So
after Fiorella, we have Alessio Bernabei.
Yeah, you'll notice we're not even attempting the song titles here.
You do.
Well, you want me to attempt it? Okay. Now, Mezzo di un applauso. Nobody cheers for me? Nobody applauses for me?
Nel mezzo di un applauso, in the applauses, in the middle of the applauses is the title. Alessio Bernabei is that the third Sanremo in a row he's doing. He was part of a group that won the Amici talent show. It's called Dear Jack. Then he left Dear Jack. This is the second try as a solist. Last year he had an up-tempo song, and also this year is an up-tempo song that can do well for the young, maybe.
Yeah, I've got it down as being a perky pop song. It's perky. Very uplifting and very happy.
Yeah, it's true.
And then we come to Albano, probably the next biggest name in the contest, one that will be familiar to some of our listeners. And he came out first in the rehearsals. Basically, the rehearsals, everybody got to do their song once, unless there was a huge technical error. And he played to the audience. He knew what he was doing. He's trying to get everybody on side. He's trying to create that momentum of the old war horse coming back for one more go. And I love the build that this song has. It starts off slow, it starts off quiet, and he literally just keeps building on. The orchestra keeps piling in, and it really, really builds up. But I have no idea how the Italian phrase is, but it's all fur coat and no knickers. It's all very lots of show, but I don't think there's much behind it.
It's a characteristic of Albano. He has a great voice, a huge voice. So he always ends his songs with this acuto, we say in Italian. And I think yesterday when we saw him at the rehearsal, he didn't do all. Maybe this night
he's got more voice in him. Wow.
Yeah, but the competition is different. So maybe this night we'll hear the even better than yesterday. Yeah.
Do you think he's guaranteed to go through, or do you?
Yeah,
think
I'm sure. But I don't know if he can have some chances to win or to arrive in the first positions of the competition.
Right, Samuel comes up next with the song that, to my ears, is the most international. It was very, very sort of Justin Timberlake. There's a lot of US, LA pop sounds coming through in that one.
Electropop from Samuel who is at the first attempt as a solist, because he's the frontman of a popular group that's called Subsonica. This kind of music is his music, and I think it will be appreciated also from home with the televote and from the press.
Okay, next we have another Ron. Name coming back from history, and that is Ron.
Ron is very popular also. He won Sanremo in 1996, and he did a lot of successes also as an author and as a singer. He has a ballad this year. I think he can have some problems to go through, because maybe a little old, the competition this night is difficult. So I think one of those who can not go directly to the semi-final can go wrong.
Would it be a shock for him to be in that bottom
three?
No, I don't
think so.
Or would it just be a sort of...
He's here also for... for the promotion of a project for an illness that is sclerosis. I don't know how to say in English, but anyway, he has his project, so I think he's here for this more than for the competition.
Yeah, Clementino is up next.
Clementino.
I've got this down as a lyrical rap. So it is rap, but it's very accessible. It's very melodic.
It's melodic for a rap.
Yeah,
yes,
it's not that sort of harsh attack sound.
Maybe also because for Sanremo you need something.
just a little.
He's very popular in Naples area because he came from Campania. Last year he did well, so I think he could go through to the semi-final.
So expecting him to go through to the semi-final. Following Clementino in the running order,
the last one is Ermal Meta. Ermal Meta, last year third in the newcomers. He's Albanian from origin. He writes for the big names of Italian music like Marco Mengoni, Annalisa, Emma also.
Certainly very well known in the industry, and certainly the press room here of the Italian music press are going to recognize that name.
Yeah, yeah. And the song is very good. I like it. Yeah.
It's very much an earworm. It takes time to get going. It's not incredibly instant for me. It took me about a minute or so, the second chorus. And when that second chorus came around, it's like something clicked, and it's just like, I know what's going on here. And this is one of the differences that Sanremo has. Because it runs over 4 or 5 nights.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
When you get to the vote on Saturday night, people are familiar with the song. At Eurovision, we always go, most people at home will hear the song once and then vote.
Yeah.
Not the case with Sanremo. You'll have had a week to build up an affinity to the songs
for
coming
this, there are two different competitions, as you told before. Because Sanremo songs sometimes needs more hearing, more confidence.
And that allows these more complicated numbers, like Irma's, is to go through. And to a certain extent, there's a couple more in there that I think need time. Clementino needs a little bit of time. Eloide needs a little bit of time just to sort of get your ear cued in. And remember, nobody goes home tonight, even though the bottom three have to go through again.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else still has to go through that semi-final round. So they will up again. They're guaranteed at least tonight and Thursday, at the very least. Out of that, who would you those 11 there? Who you expect to be top of the table? Who would you expect to be at the bottom?
It's not easy. It's not easy.
That's okay. We never get these right
we
anyway.
Try,
but
it gives
us something to watch for.
We try. I think at the top we can find Giusy Ferreri, Elodie, and Ermal Meta.
Yep.
My opinion. Fiorella Mannoia, I forgot the biggest, of course.
Yeah, I think we have to put Fiorella in the top three coming out of this one. Certainly.
You know, we won't know the top three this night because we will know only the three that...
Only the three at the bottom. We're just having a bit of fun.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so bottom three then.
Bottom three, huh? Ron.
Ron in the bottom. Yep, I think I could take that. I get that as well.
Ludovica Comello.
Yep. And let me just have a look through my list as well. It's a tough one. You see, if I look at that,
And then the third one, it's very difficult because I like the other songs, but I will say Clementino or Fabrizio Moro.
Okay, I think I've already said Clementino, but I'm going to put Alessio in there. I just think it's just a little bit too crowd-pleasing in American.
Yeah, Alessio can risk something.
There, he could. Anyway, that's what we reckon off for tonight's show. As always, you can leave your comments back at the website, ESCinsight.com, and our usual places on Twitter and Facebook. We'll have a little bit of coverage on Twitter tonight. We're not going to flood it too much because by the time you get to Saturday, you're going to go, we've heard this before already, but that's fine. Alessandro, thanks for the preview.
Thanks to you.
I think you're going to pop back tomorrow and talk us through the second quarterfinal here at Sanremo for now. But question that I'm asking everybody now that likes to pop up, of all time, favourite Sanremo track?
I have many, but if I have to say one, I will tell Come Saprei. It's a song from Georgia, and is the winner of 1995 Sanremo Festival.
There we go. We will play out with that. The guitars will follow. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you.
Now, back to 1995.
Capire l'uomo che sei, come saprei scoprire poi le fantasie che vuoi. come saprei richiamare gli occhi tuoi, incollarli ai miei, emozionando sempre più.